Syrian rebel leader Abu Muhammad al-Gulani has said that the group he leads, known as Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, is working with international organizations to secure possible sites where chemical weapons are stored. Speaking with Reuters, he said the group, which is rooted in al-Qaeda's Syria branch, had already pledged to never use the weapons under any circumstances. The region is closely monitoring how the group will look to lead Syria as they publicly work to moderate their image away from their hardline roots. But amid lingering questions, Israel has launched hundreds of airstrikes targeting Assad's former military bases, destroying ships, planes, tanks, and weapons amid concerns the abandoned military gear could fall into the hands of extremists. Trent Murray, Tel Aviv.